A final reading from our text. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and we have and have delivered us into the hands of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. That's how it starts, a plea for God to come and meet his people, that the adversaries or the enemies of God would tremble like the mountains. And then it leads into, oh yeah, you did do that. And when you did come down the mountain and revealed yourself to us, the wind, the mountains did tremble and shake. Yet for ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you. You are there to meet us, those who gladly do right, who follow your ways, and we can rejoice. Yet it seems you've turned an ear, deaf ear on those who do not follow your way. I think about that, and even though this is a prophet from the Old Testament, it seems so relevant today for those of us who find hope and trust in God. There's a plea for him to come down and reveal himself to the world and allow the world to tremble at his presence. I say that it's relevant because, well, it is, and because I read an article today, it was from a week or so ago, about the closing of North Royalton United Methodist Church. And it talked about the history of the church and the importance of the faith in that community and how collectively the different churches came together and were a very strong presence in that community. And it went to quoting a couple different faith figures within that community, one from a Catholic denomination, admitting that it was sad to see a fixture like North Royalton United Methodist Church close. And he went on to say, but it just seems to be the time, a sign of the times that we're in. We have so much competition against consumerism, i.e. South Park Mall or Southland Mall. Is it South Park or Southland? South Park. That building right there that has lots and lots of parking spaces that always seems to be full. He was essentially saying that's our competition. That and soccer games or other sporting events. It brings this passage to life. The faithful calling on God to reveal himself, to shake things up so that the world can take notice and realize that there's more important things than saving 40% at the mall or racking up credit card debt or even winning a game. There's a lament or an honest admission of being guilty in this passage. A plea to God to not to dwell on the things that steal us away from him and his glory, but a plea for God to remember who we are. Clay in his hands with the potential to have our hearts changed and transformed into the beauty that he intends for us. Hear our cry, O Lord. Remember that we are the clay and you are the potter. You are our Father. Don't hold a grudge. A cry that has gone throughout the ages, from Old Testament to New, there always seems to be a plea for God to reveal himself to his people. A plea to be forgiven, a plea to be redeemed and restored. And in God's greatest response, we see the release of his son from the heavenly realms to be born among us. To be born among us. A response that is taken to the point of Jesus saying, "This is my body." Broken for you. For my Father has heard your cry. And this is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of the iniquities or the sin, those things that distract and separate us from God. Whether it's the world's doing or our own. Jesus comes, knowing what is before him, knowing that on the very cross, when nailed and allowing his last breath to leave his human body, that the very mountains would quake. And for those who were there, their eyes would be opened to who God is and whom He came to save. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we would pray that You would pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us gathered here and on these elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would be tangible reminders of who You are, of who we are, and of whom we belong to. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Joanne, could you come and serve with me tonight? No matter where you're at on your journey, celebrating a victory, suffering a loss, crying out to God to reveal Himself, or hiding from God because of something you've done. Know that this is the table of reconciliation, the table that His people come to receive the body and the cleansing blood, to receive that fresh start, to be able to stand in a place knowing that God is revealing Himself to you. It's an open invitation. All are welcome. Come as you are led. Come as you are able. definitely at a point in time where the world needs witnesses of who God is, of whom they belong to. Yes, we have so much to compete for or in competition of. But when you put the scales out there, the world, the kingdom of heaven, well, they just seem to be imbalanced. And I pray that God would use us to help the world awaken to the whisper of God, to the beauty of His majesty, and to the transforming love found in and through Jesus Christ. May you be a part of that movement. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.